from originating station VK4WIA. This is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Long established on the amateur radio calendar is the Jamboree of the Air, now run in conjunction with the Jamboree on the Internet. This activity brings youth together via the capability of technology to share experience locally and globally. Whether it is one amateur or a club contribution, there are the necessary preparations to undertake. Site, activities to be supported, and equipment readiness all have to be addressed. This is the age of the touchscreen and instant messaging. And as interesting as CW and SSTV can be to the aficionado, we need to be both practical and up-to-date. To this end, a discussion with the scout leaders who will be attending and look at the various badge requirements may give some insight into appropriate presentations of the amateur radio activity. Remember that glint in the eye when enthusiasm bursts through? We can all have it, but it is good to share our enthusiasm with others. Members of the scouting movement are especially welcome during JOTA. If you hear a voice in your mind saying, "Do your best," then remember the correct response is still to do our best. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Wide Bay Burnett District, it's relayed on 146.800 MHz, VK4 Romeo Bravo Uniform, Mount Gananoman, following the WIA National News Service at 0930 Australian Eastern Standard Time each Sunday. From the Maryborough Electronics and Radio Group, I'm Ray, VK4TPT.
Good morning / evening to all. I'm Neil, VK4NF, with greetings from northwestern Darling Downs and South Burnett. The Bunya Mountains and District Amcom Incorporated will be holding its annual meeting on Saturday the 13th of August at the Myall Youth and Community Network Centre, corner of Drayton and Nicholson Streets in Dalby. Visitors will be most welcome, so take this opportunity to come early and check out the great shopping in Dalby, then join us at around 1100 hours for a chit-chat. Then we will have a barbecue lunch at around the 12:30 hours, followed by the annual meeting at 1400 hours, and this will be followed with a general meeting. It will be great to have your company. Thanks, folks, and happy days to all.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Burpengary, it can be heard on 1.843 MHz at 9:30 a.m. following the VK1WIA National News Service. I'm Andy, VK4 Kilo Yankee.
Hello, listeners. I'm Peter Harding, VK4OD, the WIA Contest Manager. Today being the 31st of July, and you have about 3 weeks to the commencement of this year's ID contest. In the past, I've asked that when you send your logs, either by electronic or by postal means, you know, Australia Post is pretty good. If the incorrect address is on the envelope, they will only send it to the nominated address. But thankfully, I have neighbours that know me and drop in the misaddressed logs. So please ensure you have the correct postal address. Anybody requiring any of the forms posted to them, please contact me ASAP. In the coming week, I will finalise the opening speech and send out a special email via the usual weekly news server. For those people who are handwriting their logs, please write your logs in a legible manner. As in the past, some logs have been very, very hard to decipher. Until next week, this is Peter Harding, VK4OD.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Gladstone area, it's relayed on 146.900 MHz, VK4 Romeo Golf Alpha, Coombit Tops, following the WIA National News Service at 0930 Australian Eastern Standard Time each Sunday. From the Maryborough Electronics and Radio Group, I'm Ray, VK4TPT.
This is Alan, VK4FABR, with news from the Ipswich and District Radio Club. First up this week, the club's AGM last Monday elected a new president, Derek, VK4MIA, following the announcement by outgoing president Mike, VK4QS, that in the near future his family will be relocating to Maryborough. Former secretary Darren, VK4FVRX, is back in the saddle, and John, VK4IE, is stuck firmly in the treasurer's chair. During the meeting, several members expressed their sincere thanks to past president Mike for guiding the club through a period of rejuvenation and membership growth. Last Sunday, club station manager Rob, VK4HW, completed commissioning a new 70-centimetre repeater, VK4RSM Spring Mountain, linked to the club's main 2-metre repeater, VK4RAI, at the Nobby. The project was started more than a year ago with the support of Ipswich City Council and Councillor Paul Tully, VK4FPGT. The wet summer put the project on hold for several months, but the new repeater on 439.300 sprung to life around noon on July 24. Special thanks must go to the several club members who lent a hand with the installation on two separate days during the previous week. I'm Alan, VK4 FABR.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.